Now, from the long aftermath of one disaster to the thick of another that's still very much unfolding. Sorry, people. It's just how the world spins sometimes. That's the sound of still more rain falling on the southern African country of Malawi, adding to the misery caused over the last couple of weeks by the worst flooding there in at least half a century. Our reporter Sam Eaton is on the ground in Malawi. So I gather you visited a camp, Sam, where thousands of people who were displaced by the flooding and the rains are living right now. Tell me about the conditions there and how people are coping.
Marco, I visited a camp. It's called Bangula Camp in Nasanje District, which is one of the worst hit districts from the flooding. At this camp, there are more than 4,500 displaced out of a total of about 174,000 in all of Malawi. The only way to describe it is miserable. It's hot when the sun is out and wet and muddy when it rains. You have conditions where 10 families are sharing each tent. They say there's no mosquito nets, and sometimes during the nights when the rains come, they actually get flooding through the tents. For women, it's especially challenging. The girls that I talked to said they fear they're going to be raped at night. I also heard of reports of male camp workers demanding sex in exchange for some of the relief food, which is a situation that's common in these camps. And the women I spoke with who were cooking over these open fires said there wasn't really enough food.
Is the rain still falling? Is there more flooding? And are people still arriving at this camp?
I think the arrivals have slowed. What the challenge is they're trying to helicopter food into some of the places that can't be reached by road. But the rains come every day. There's forecasts for more rains to come. We're definitely not out of the rainy season here.
Flooding, I gather, is a pretty regular thing in this part of Malawi, but what's happened in the past couple of weeks, everybody says, is really off the charts. Can you give us a sense why it is so bad right now?
Well, you know, I talked to this 69-year-old elderly man who'd lived near the banks of the river that caused most of this flooding. And he says he'd just never seen anything like this in his life. I mean, the floods come every year and they kind of can plan for them, but this was different. Families watched their homes collapse, sometimes on top of them, and told me stories about climbing onto termite mounds, which were the only high ground left, until the helicopters or boats came and rescued them. And they told stories of crocodiles circling the mounds as the termite mounds as they were you know, perched on the top of it. This is actually how some of the nearly 200 people that are reported dead or missing actually died. And everyone I spoke with said they lost everything except the clothes they were wearing.
Wow. Has anybody been able to explain what's different this time? Is it just more rain? Is it population density or deforestation? What's going on?
Well, it's kind of this complex mix of all of the above. But then there's the intensity of a storm system of this kind, and that's where the climate change picture comes in. I mean, it's pretty much right on par with what all the climate models have been projecting as the carbon emissions heat the atmosphere. And that's causing these storms of much higher intensity like this one that can have devastating effects on poor countries like Malawi, where many of the farmers are living in these simple mud brick homes that just can't withstand weather events of this kind.
Are you seeing any evidence of government and aid agencies responding to this crisis?
It's tricky, Marco, because foreign aid has been cut off from Malawi in the wake of this this giant corruption scandal. And that aid makes up about 40% of the economy here. And then on top of that, this week, the parliament went on strike demanding higher salaries. So government is basically not even operating at this time. So instead, what the NGOs are doing is who are operating the relief efforts, they're funneling money directly into those relief efforts. And they're already running short on cash. And more rains are forecast, so the conditions that cause such this widespread displacement event are far from over.
The World, Sam Eaton, speaking with me from Zomba in southern Malawi. Terrible story, Sam. Thank you for telling us about it.
Thanks, Marco.